We're going to connect shortly with Justin Boshop, who is the GM of the Dahoop Collection, and he's going to be telling us a little bit more about wine, Wales, and music, and it's taking place in July. Hi, Justin. Welcome to Two Oceans Vibe Radio.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Fine, very well, thank you.
So I've been teasing the listeners, and I've been talking about, you know, I've been giving them clues about, you know, what the Wine, Wales, and Music Weekend is about. But I do feel like I haven't been doing it any justice. So I'm very excited that you're on the line to tell us a little bit more about it.
Great. Well, good afternoon to the listeners, and thank you for having me on the show.
Only a pleasure.
Well, I'm going to kick off by just giving a bit of a background about the Dahoop Nature Reserve, which is situated just 3 hours' drive from Cape Town in the beautiful Overberg region and, of course, near the southern tip of Africa. The property can be approached either from Bedarsdorp or Swellendam. And the Dahoop's 36,000 hectares of conservation area is a World Heritage Site, and it comprises some of the most wonderful and rich biodiversity. And our coastline is approximately 60 kilometers of pristine marine protected area. The Dahoop collection itself offers a variety of accommodation types, ranging from affordable self-catering up to fully catered suites. Now, this year, it will be the 10th year that we offer Wine, Wales, and Music. And this year, the weekend will be from the 26th to the 28th of July. And it's really one of the highlight weekends at the Dahoop. It attracts a lot of return business.
Mm-hmm.
And the weekend kicks off on Friday, the 26th, where we will be having canapes and drinks.
Okay.
And then an early evening wine tasting with Creation Wines, which is just incredible to have them here. And then we'll be going on and having a gourmet dinner with suggested wine pairings by Creation.
Okay. I'm curious to know, is the Wine, Wales, and Music Festival a festival that is, you know, associated with whale season, or is it just because, you know, Dahoop is placed along the garden route and so, you know, people often see whales there, or what's the story behind that?
Look, the whales start arriving with us now in June, and they're with us until end of October, beginning of November.
Okay.
The weekend is chosen around the season of whales, but it's certainly not the only thing that's going on that weekend. The music and the chocolate making by Richard van Gierso and all these things kind of add to the weekend.
Mm.
But of course, there will be whales in the bay, and certainly that's, of course, our celebration of them really arriving for season.
And you know, people love food and wine. So earlier you were going through just a couple of wine, you know, makers who will be there, like Creation Wines. In terms of the food aspect of it, can we expect any kind of you know, special kind of food that we can enjoy when we arrive at Dahoop?
Yes, definitely. I mean, we will be pairing the wines on the evenings, but we will certainly be doing a four-course dinner on the Friday evening, and you can expect a local lamb rack, things like fresh salmon. So really just fresh produce that is sourced from the local area.
Okay, and then Saturday, we wake up in the morning, and then what can we expect?
So Saturday is really a full day, followed by breakfast. There'll be a chocolate making, as I said before, with Richard van Gierso from Van Gierso Chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a lovely family activity to do. Especially with the children, they just love it every year to make chocolates, and of course to eat them. And then from 11 until 3 in the afternoon, the local wine estates will be showcasing their wines. So we refer to some of the wine estates being Lamont, Strandveld, Black Oyster Catcher, just to mention a few of the local estates. And then after that, there will also be a high tea. So that will be at about 3 o'clock. And then in the evening, just before dinner, we'll do a whale presentation, which will lead on to, as an introduction to Sunday morning strip. And dinner will then commence in our restaurant. We have then artists playing strings and flutes, and the likes of Ivor Ivanov on violin and Vladimir Ivanov on viola, Petra Ann Holcroft on cello, and Melania Meyerberger on the flute. And people just love this evening. It's one of the real highlights of the year for us.
Now, Jason, is it family friendly or is it just for adults only?
No, I would definitely say it's family friendly. Durp in itself is a family friendly property. The evening on Saturday with the whale time serenade doesn't always sort of keep the youngsters' attention. We found in the past, but if there is children that are interested in music, it is a must. However, as I say, it doesn't always keep their attention as classical music does.
Okay. And if people want to connect with the De Hoop collection on social media, can we, you know, are you available on social media, or how can we contact you guys?
Okay, so we are on social media. So we're on Twitter and Instagram at De Hoop Reserve. And then our contact number, our office contact number for reservations, if I can give that to you, is Cape Town number 021 422 4522.
Okay.
Or alternatively, an email address would be at res@dewoopcollection.co.za.
Incredible. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Justin. It's very informative, and I know that. I hope that some of our listeners will make their way down there between the 26th and the 28th of July.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, and yeah, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, Justin. You too.
Thank you. Bye.